In the alchemical meditation that follows, we will be awakening and stimulating the center called in the East the Thousand-Petaled Lotus, and in Western practice it is named our Mercury. It is by the Mercury, which is awoken consciousness, that all the other metals are purified, that the lead of ignorance is transmuted into the gold of conscious awareness. We will use the universal language of imagery to instruct our astral consciousness, our subconscious mind, to bring this into being. And so commence with a breath rhythm that is gentle and nourishing, free of strain, as you endeavour for your mind to be free of concerns or worry. Simply resting in the now, centred and peaceful. And you call up before you Tarot Key 1, the Magician. Larger than life, colourful and three-dimensional. You see the Magician, the representation of your own self-conscious mind, standing in the first garden. Above him are the roses of desire, and flowing up from the garden below are the lilies of the macrocosm and the roses of the microcosm. On the table to one side are the tools of the four elements of the wise, the cup, sword, pentacle and wand. Notice the girdle the magician wears, the belt of the serpent swallowing its own tail. This is a symbol of the life power which is self-sustaining. Above the magician's head is the lemniscate, like the figure eight lying upon its side, the symbol of infinity. It is placed here to say that the magician is drawing upon the infinite reserve of light, of conscious light, from which everything is made and in which everything lives. And so you now choose to become the magician, standing in the garden. You are aware of the white lemniscate above your head. You watch its moving energy, an endless dance, undiminished. And while you remain identified as the magician, now call up before you the space dancer of Key 21, the world. See the androgynous space dancer, the hermetic hermaphrodite, within the laurel wreath of zero. Observe the two ribbons at the top and bottom of the wreath that are also lemniscates. Cause now the upper lemniscate to become a golden yellow light. As it does so, it radiates yellow light downwards, filling the aura in which the space dancer dances. The yellow light flows downwards from top to bottom. Now focus your attention as the magician upon the lower lemniscate of the laurel wreath. it becomes blue-violet in colour and begins to radiate an indigo blue-violet light upwards, also filling the aura defined by the laurel wreath in which the space dancer is. What is these two influences, the golden yellow and the blue-violet indigo, interpenetrate each other until they appear as blue-violet space filled with glittering motes of gold. It becomes a dark sparkling. In this radiant darkness, in this no-thing, rest, expand, dissolve into it, and identify with it. Soon all you are aware of is gentle breathing. And in your own time, allow physical phenomena to reappear.